We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, John Ziegler coming up. Katie Couric went on the Today Show, her old show, and talked about her book, but this kind of plays into some of the stuff with Matt Lauer and her relationship, which I think is interesting. And I don't know if you know this about Zig, but he knows Matt pretty well. He had gone on the show a lot when he did the documentary. I brought him here. When I say I brought him, he agreed to come here to St. Louis. We went to the High Point when he did his documentary 12 years ago on the media malpractice, the coverage of Barack Obama and everything that happened with Sarah Palin and John McCain. But he had this opportunity to go out, and he'll explain this story and meet with Matt Lauer in the aftermath of some of these allegations a couple of years ago. So I know John's going to have an interesting take. Also, my friend Gary Poole, who is in the, well, used to be in the record business, radio business. He's a music manager right now. He's got a couple of bands that he looks after. But he, I saw this on Facebook and I couldn't resist. He was rear-ended by none other than Smokey Robinson. It was a miracle. See what I did there?
Oh, my gosh.
So Gary's going to—I don't know anything more about the story. I asked him last night. I said, you have to come on and share
it.
Yes! He was a little hesitant at first. We worked out a negotiated settlement. He's going to come on here, and I'll explain that in a second. But we'll
Why was he hesitant? Will you explain that, too?
Well, I don't think he wants to talk out of turn about, you know, a celebrity like Smokey. But, right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Also, you know, just before I get to Zig here— the Dan Abrams interview. I like Dan, but there was a bit of a disconnect there on my question when I asked him about Merrick Garland and the Justice Department. And that was an interesting conversation, but boy, he had a completely different take.
He really
did. I'm wondering if it's just because there's that disconnect. Because to me, it's pretty obvious that what Merrick Garland did and how my superintendent in Rockwood gives the 800 number out for the FBI. I just think the FBI has a lot better things to really pay attention to. And if there are laws broken, I would never support assault or harassment, anything. If you're doing something that is illegal, I would call the cops on you, too, if you're at these school board meetings. But that's not what's happening. You got the crazies, but then you have parents who are being lumped in with the crazies, and that's my problem.
It's almost as though his argument was, well, it'll never happen. They'll never call the FBI.
Well, no, because they're giving... By the way, they did here in St. Louis already.
It's already happened.
Yeah, so I would actually love the I'd love to have another conversation with Dan off the air almost and say, look, let me give you a different perspective because there was a disconnect there. But
I agree.
This is why we have conversations with national people in the media. Sometimes it illustrates that.
I thought you did well, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
We're going to welcome John in, and I really am curious about this, but this was one of the answers that Katie Couric gave this morning. Savannah Guthrie interviewed her. And on the topic of Matt Lauer, because they were close. They were very close. And she put some things in this book that are somewhat questionable. So her question was, what kind of relationship do you have with Matt today?
We have no relationship. You know, I think I used those text messages because I thought they were very illustrative of how our relationship devolved and ultimately deteriorated. So I thought that was a powerful way to kind of really let the reader in to my thought process. And as I got more and more information, how it was harder and harder for me to reconcile these two sides.
I cannot wait to hear John Ziegler on this topic. How are you, John? Good afternoon.
Hey, Mark. Always good to talk to you.
So, we have to get into the background here a little bit with you and Matt Lauer. I've had John before, maybe not on this station talking about this, but You took a trip. When was that trip that you went out there and talked to him sort of off the record? Was that before COVID?
That was in late 2019, just before COVID, and that was when Ronan Farrow wrote a book where he alleged that Matt Lauer had raped the NBC producer with whom Matt had an, quote-unquote, inappropriate sexual relationship over 3 months, which caused his demise at NBC 2 years earlier than that, in 2017. Matt and I had been on the Today Show together 3 times in rather contentious interviews on
right.
different subjects, and I had not been in touch with Matt, nor vice versa, for several years. And then when I wrote a column questioning Ronan Farrow's journalism, which was pathetic, on the Matt Lauer situation, he contacted me, and I was not surprised that he did. And since then, I have been to his house to interview him for about 6 hours. I've probably spoken to him on the phone at least 100 hours about this particular topic. And we even went on a golf trip together this past summer. So we've gotten to know each other exceedingly well. And I know more about this story than anybody else, other than probably Matt Lauer, and so maybe in some ways I know more. But you know, it's what Katie Couric has done from a human standpoint is incredibly transparent, outrageous, and so and such an indication of the low lives that are the elite media. They are terrible people. The truth has no meaning to them. She knows Matt Lauer is not a rapist, is not a predator. And those text messages that she is referencing came right after Lauer had been fired at the Today Show. He was undergoing the worst week of his life. And they are incomplete. What she puts in the book is not the complete text message exchange.
Shocking, right?
And if she put in the entire text message exchange, it is my opinion that they would not make her look particularly good. But she is clearly, in an effort to sell a book, she is revising history, and she is throwing a very, very close friend under the bus. This is how close they were, Mark. In 2012, when Katie decided that she was going to try to do a daytime talk show, she moved heaven and earth and offered millions and millions of dollars to get Matt to join her as the co-host on that talk show. Matt declined, but on the first episode of that talk show, they began it by effectively trying to recreate the famous Bob Newhart ending of his show. I don't know if you remember that, but they were literally in bed together,
yes,
sleeping together,
right?
Pretending that they were Bob Newhart and his wife. That's how close the relationship was, and that's how much Katie admired Matt, and how much Matt has done for her both on and off the air. The only success Katie Couric has ever had in her entire career was with Matt Lauer, and so. Look, I understand that for most people this is not top-of-mind news and they don't care that much about the people, but there's a lot that can be learned
in
this.
Look, John, I think it's important because what you wrote here in the media piece is you said you're not trying to defend Lauer. He can do that himself. But here is where we have commonality, and you and I have talked about this for a long time, and you're angry about it. I've been increasingly angry about it, is what this really says about how utterly broken, your words, the news machine really is, right? Not only this, but also with the RBG stuff that comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here she is. This is how out of touch Katie Couric is. I mean, she's bragging about having protected a liberal Supreme Court justice from having said something that would have been incredibly newsworthy, but she decided would not have made her look good in the woke community. I mean, and by the way, to be clear about that, if we know about this because she was bizarrely willing to brag about in the book, how many times does this happen that we never find out about it, Mark? I mean, that's my first thought on this. But As far as the bigger picture of the media machine being broken, it is fundamentally dysfunctional in every way. Every story I've ever been involved with, and you know better than almost anybody, I've been involved in a lot of big ones in a lot of weird ways. I don't know. It's just a weird Forrest Gump aspect
of my
life.
You do have that, yes.
And every single time I've been involved in one of these things, the media doesn't get it just a little bit wrong. They get it totally wrong. And me too, and this is why I wrote the column about, you know, with the Couric Lauer feud tells us a lot about the media, me too, and about, you know, the nature of selling books. But this whole, when it comes to me too, basically what happens is, in a panic, you know, we decapitate somebody, and then we feast on their corpse, and they have no ability to fight back, and then we presume them to be guilty, and then, you know, here even a situation where Couric is trying to sell a book, she realizes it's in her own self-interest to throw her friend under the bus because he can't do anything for her, and the only thing that can hurt her is if she is seen as somehow defending him because she knows woke Twitter will destroy her over it. I mean, that's the world we now live in. The truth is meaningless. This is just a game. I really believe that Katie Couric thinks this is the Apple TV series The Morning Show, not real life. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
Oh, yeah,
but
I watched it. I'm a fan, actually. I haven't started the second season. But, yeah, look, because to your point, she couldn't write this book and in any way, shape, or form defend Matt Lauer. In fact, if she did that, she probably wouldn't have a book deal. And it is rather disgusting what she's doing here when it comes to even the way she positions this, saying he's a decent man and as close as they were just to completely throw him under the bus. But I want to explore this because I think this is interesting, John. I think I'm not exactly sure where you're going to go with this, but I'm curious. In the column, you said this, as the father of two young daughters, the part of the destruction of Matt Lauer that has always bothered me is the most utterly, bothered me the most, is the utterly infantile view of adult women which one must possess in order to interpret sex between a famous man and non-famous coworker as inherently predatory. Explain what you mean there.
We have now changed the definition of sexual harassment, assault, and even rape in retrospect. That somehow, if you are a very powerful man, and the woman, I guess, is not famous and not powerful, that inherently there is something very wrong with that sex act. Even if both were involved, were very enthusiastic about it. I also write in there, you know, I was taught as a kid by my mother, no means no, and that's it, which I totally agree with. But we've completely forgotten the concept that yes means yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you don't get to change the yes years later when the political winds shift. Now, Matt, you know me well enough to know, you know, when over 100 hours of conversation in person on the phone on this, I'm not just sitting there with Matt Lauer going, yes, Matt, that sounds great, Matt. I mean, he and I have gotten into pretty intense fights over things, disagreements. I've told him what he did was stupid and reckless, and it was. But it was not remotely illegal, which is, by the way, why there's never been a criminal charge or even a lawsuit against him by anybody. Because he never did anything like that. And we've completely changed these rules. And yes, as the father of two young daughters, you have to have an infantile view of adult women to believe that a woman is not capable of determining for herself as an adult whether she's going to engage in a consensual sexual relationship.
This is what's always fascinating to me, and you put it in a very unique way, but I've always wondered why that part of the equation, no matter what we're talking about in the media and society when it comes to these relationships, that never, ever enters the fray that the woman might actually be interested in this as well, right?
Well, this is the number one thing that never gets talked about. And Katie Couric knows this better than anybody.
Only men have affairs, John. Only men have affairs.
Right. But this is going to be a news flash. We now live in a world where I guess we don't even accept the fact that gender is real. So I guess we have to go back to square one and review this. But this is going to be a shocker to people. attractive women find famous men to be attractive.
Yes.
Right? And this is a shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even on a lower level, you know, I found this to be the case. As hell, it's probably why I went into the news media, so that I could actually be attractive to women. And I mean, I married a beautiful woman largely because of that. That's the way this works. That's, for whatever reason, that's the dynamics of human sexuality. And I no one wants to say this, but Matt Lauer was not forcing women to have sex with him. I can assure you this. Very high-profile women were more than happy to throw themselves at Matt Lauer and other people like him. But now we have to pretend that the only reason why an adult woman would ever do that is because they were somehow coerced and unable to say no in the face of these super powerful men. That's just...
It's crazy. It is crazy. Now, let me ask this question. Are you... I've asked you this before, and I don't know the answer. Are you going to do anything with all this content in these conversations? Is that part of the plan with you and Matt or not?
That's a good question. Matt and I have talked about doing some sort of a extended, long, I don't know if you would call it a podcast series or an interview. I personally believe that if we ever did do that, in all seriousness, and I've been involved in some high-profile interviews, this would be, if it ever happened, the greatest
interview
with a media figure that has ever been done, maybe in the history of modern media. And I know that sounds like hyperbole, but I know the subject. I know me. I know him. But my guess is that this will probably not happen for a variety of reasons, one of which is, I think my guess is, and it changes from almost a daily basis, but I think Matt is somewhat okay with just kind of going away.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's got a lot of money. He's actually in a much better place with his kids than he was when we first met about this 2 years ago, which I'm actually happy about. I think that if people knew the real story of his family relationships, that the very least they would go, wait a minute, that doesn't fit at all with what we've been told, and it doesn't make any sense if what we've been told is true. So, I mean, you know, I have no idea for sure what will happen. And it wouldn't shock me if you'll hear from Matt Lauer again at some point, but it wouldn't shock me at all if you never did. Just simply because I think, you know, I've been around several people in the media, not to his level, who were destroyed by firings. Jimmy the Greek Snyder from the NFL Today was completely destroyed by his firing. Rick Dees, a radio legend here in Los Angeles, completely destroyed by being replaced by Ryan Seacrest. I do not put Matt Lauer in that category. Matt Lauer's life is in pretty decent shape.
That's considering. Good. It would be hard to find peace in that moment when you're at the top of the media kingdom to a certain extent. And really, with a guy like that, he was extremely well-liked, right? He didn't seemingly have a lot of enemies. Celebrities liked him. Katie Couric even liked him. But I find it, you know, I feel this will not play well with the woke crowd, but I kind of feel bad for him. Just because these guys are just gone then.
I think that most people who look at this rationally have the same perception that you do. Even in the business, I think they do. I mean, Matt still has a lot of friends in the business. It's just that you're not allowed to publicly express that because then the woke crowd, the woke mob may attack you, and nobody wants that in this day and age.
John Ziegler, always great to have you on. I thought the column was great. Did you watch the whole interview this morning with Katie?
I did not. My 9-year-old daughter, who, you know, obviously knows that I'm friends with Matt, woke me up by saying, "Dad, the girl who wants to destroy Matt Lauer is on TV."
That's a good way to be woken up.
I said, "That's okay. I don't need to watch it. I'll catch the highlights."
All right, final question. Who's got a better handicap, John Ziegler or Matt Lauer?
Oh well, I'm a better golfer. Matt's pretty good.
Okay, all right.
Of course, he's had some time to work on his game.
That's a good point, John. All right, hey, thanks, dude. As always, I appreciate it.
All right, take care, Mark.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Check that out. That sounds good on FM, doesn't it? This is a band. Your heart pounds bass. I had to hit the post there, Sue. It's a band called The Living Strange, and a dear old friend of mine, emphasis on old, Gary Poole. I had to start right out of the gate, dude. Come on. He's with me tonight with GPM Artist Management, and The Living Strange, that's one of your bands, right, that you're managing right now?
That's absolutely right. They're just about to be huge rock stars.
How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I sent the contact to Fred yesterday, and I said this is going to come in as Gary Cool because that's how he's programmed in. But Gary and I have known each other for, I think, about 40 years. He was the person responsible for me getting my first rock radio gig, like my real radio gig.
That's cool.
Do you even remember how that went down? Do you remember how that happened?
I kind of do. Yeah.
We were in this place called the Blue Note in Columbia, and I was given records to the guy who owned the Blue Note, and he overheard me and said, hey, and we became friends. He got me in the door at KFMZ, which no longer exists. And then I was telling Sue this story. I was the one who informed you that you were fired, I believe, round about 1985 or 86, because you said something controversial about Jerry Falwell, if I remember the story correctly.
Yeah, I said the son of a bitch should be shot and killed for his support of P.W. Botha's apartheid stance in South Africa. I wasn't wrong then. I'm not wrong now.
We'll take that out of the mix. But then, so I'm the guy on the radio station that is filling in for, like, if someone's taking vacation,
I
was the filling guy. I was a weekend part-time guy. So Gary knew that if he was fired, they would tell me that I would have to work. So I get called into the PD's office, and right after I call him, yeah, you're gone. You're fired. So
Well, I called you and said, if Brian calls you to work for me, call me right away. You're like, what's going on? I can't tell you.
Yes.
Just call me and tell me.
Well,
and then 30 minutes later, you called and told me, and I walked in with a box.
That kind of folds into why I wanted to have you on the air tonight. And there's a story that we're going to share here, the reason that I saw a Facebook post from Gary. And you were hesitating just a little bit coming on the show, and I was going to say, look at it this way, Gary. It's an opportunity for you to be on a radio station and not be fired.
I had a pretty big career in radio, brother. I'm all right with
it. He's been, I don't know how many stations, Sue, he's worked at, but he has worked at lots of big stations across the country. But I have to
San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Houston. Like, I was everywhere.
But now you're doing music business stuff, but this is somewhat separate but related. Explain to the audience here in St. Louis what happened to you. Was this yesterday in California?
It was, yesterday about 5:30 p.m. West Coast time, driving home from my office in Beverly Hills, and traffic, of course, is never fun. And there was a huge line to get off the exit at my exit in Chatsworth, which is like northwest corner of the valley, up on a mountain, beautiful canyon. And just waiting for the light to change, minding my own business, looking forward to getting home to my dog.
Right.
A friend of mine and I were going to go to dinner, and all of a sudden I hear, So I get out of my car, furious. What are you thinking, you idiot? Like, are you? And when he got out of his car, I'm like, oh, holy crap, you're Smokey Robinson, are you?
It was Smokey Robinson who rear-ended you.
Yeah. So he said, yeah. And I said, can I have a hug? And he gave me a big hug.
Oh, I love that, Gary.
He assured me that everything would be taken care of. He finally got in my car. I was on with my insurance company. He told him the whole story. I grabbed his arm. I'm like, you are my hero. And he goes, I love you, brother. We're going to take care of this, man. You don't have to worry about anything.
So was Smokey actually driving, or was it somebody else in the car that was driving?
No. He was driving a brand new Cadillac.
Wow.
Escalade. So nice ride, too. And he couldn't have been sweeter. I have, besides a sore neck. No, I'm kidding.
because I have good personal injury attorneys here in St. Louis that might be licensed in California.
I'm not coming to St. Louis again until we party with Drury.
Well, we can do that. So, listen, last night I tell Becky the story, and she says this, and this is the quote I sent to you. Gary, you're wearing an old man sweater and he's wearing a rockin' Puma jacket. What's wrong with this picture?
I'm a businessman. He's a rock star.
So that is awesome. Well,
that's awesome.
I can't even imagine the reaction when you saw who it was.
Oh my God. Yeah, the blood drained from my face and my knees buckled a bit. I'm like, oh, holy crap. You're Smokey Robinson. I can't be mad. In fact, when we were saying goodbye, we hugged again, and I said, I'm really sorry I got angry. He goes, you had every right to be angry, Gary. Don't you worry about it, man. We're going to take care of your car. We'll get this all fixed.
I love this so much, I can't even believe it.
Got to play a little Smokey music as we tell the story.
Well, heck yeah, you should.
That is awesome.
The Stones, Gary, and the Beatles have covered that, man.
Oh, my gosh. Gary, it's Sue. Let me ask you this. He looks good, right? I mean, he's 81. He looks good, though, right?
I think there's probably been a little work done. It is Hollywood.
Yeah. And what color?
He didn't have the entire Kenny Rogers thing going on.
He didn't buy the Kenny Rogers package. Okay.
How old? I don't even know. How old is he?
81.
He's 81.
Yeah.
And, okay, I know this is a weird question, but what color of Cadillac was he driving? What color car does Smokey drive? I just want to know.
It's a good question.
I think it was like a white cream color.
Okay, all right.
Brand new, 2021, sweet ride. Keeping it Detroit real. I love that.
He puts this up on Facebook, and this is where I saw the story, and you wrote the post out. You said, I knew we were neighbors, but what a way to meet one of my all-time heroes. And then he says, I look like an idiot in the photos, but I was freaking out. And all my response was, you do. That's all I said.
Let me see him. I got to see. That's awesome.
There's the picture right there. But that is outstanding.
Gosh.
All right. So tell me about these bands you're managing right now, Gary Cool.
Gary Cool.
Come on. I've had you programmed in my phone as Gary Cool probably for as long as we've had cell phones. All right. The Living Strange. Actually, he sent me this a couple weeks ago. I checked this band out. They sound pretty good. So the record is not out yet. It's coming out soon.
We recorded this brand new record at the famed 4th Street Recording Studio in Santa Monica. The Living Strange are three young guys living in New York City, writing big monster hit records and about to pop. A lot of heat surrounding this band right now with a lot of labels.
interested in coming at us. COVID, you know, obviously has prohibited us from touring a lot, although we're starting to get some shows in. New York City won't allow anyone near a venue unless you can show proof of vaccination. Right. So that's somewhat comforting. So, yeah, Living Strange, one of my artists. I have a small stable of artists. You know, I worked for probably the most famous artist manager in the world for many years, Irving Azoff. And so, you know, my management chops are alive and kicking. And I think Pure and Rich, my pedigree is right there.
Here's another band. Is this a two-piece band, Cairo Knife Fight?
Cairo Knife Fight is a two-piece band out of Los Angeles, but originally from New Zealand.
Have you ever heard of, these guys reminded me a little bit, there's a band that I follow, I actually saw them in Las Vegas briefly at a music festival a few weeks ago, Death from Above 1979. Do you know that band at all?
I do not.
They remind me a little bit because they're a two-piece as well, a heavy rocking band, so I like what I
the
hear.
The guitar player in Cairo Knife Fight is George Bohone Jr., who is the guitar player and co-songwriter in the Black Eyed Peas. He wrote all those big hits with Will.i.am.
Uh-huh.
And we recorded 20 songs at Dave Grohl's studio, 606 here in Los Angeles. And the record is, John Lusto is Dave Grohl's engineer. He produced the record for us. It's currently being mixed by Dylan Dresdo, who has mixed everyone from Michael Jackson to the Black Eyed Peas and everything in between, really. So we're setting on a couple of big priority acts, and 2022 looks to be very lucrative.
Well, a couple of questions before we wrap up here. Did Smokey Robinson wish you a happy...
Happy Chinooka.
A happy Chinooka, by any chance.
Happy
Dad,
Chinooka.
It's Smokey.
That was funny. And then I had another question. I can't remember what it was. Are you going to get these bands on the road to come here to St. Louis?
Of course. We'll be there soon enough. As soon as Missouri gets its head out of its butt.
Okay,
and,
that's enough. See, we're trying to avoid some of these issues. This is what I told Sue. I'm very nervous about this interview because, first of all, I don't think we've ever been on the radio together at the same time, if you think about it, maybe 40 years ago.
Maybe so, not. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I was just trying to keep you on your best behavior and hopefully not use the delay button. I think we've done
that. You know I'm Missouri born and bred, but I have no use for that state and their politics. Right. Sorry.
At that point, this is where...
Sorry, not sorry. There.
Yeah, come on my Reed and Roundtable on Friday, Gary. We'll have fun with that. I love you. Despite
love you.
Your messed up left-wing politics, we will talk soon. Thanks for doing
all right,
this.
I
appreciate
brother.
It. Take
you
care. Know. Audio cut of the day here before the show wraps up. It's sponsored by The Sound Room. Are you a fan, Sue Thomas? I know Dave is. We've talked about it before. The Netflix show Ozark, which just so happens to be set right here in the beautiful state of Missouri at
but
the Lake of the Ozarks.
But not shot here. It's shot somewhere else, right? Yes, I really liked it. Only watched the first two seasons? How many are there?
I think there's three, right, Dave?
I fell behind. It gets dark, and then I have nightmares.
I think season three might have been the best, but season four has been announced. The trailer out today, January 21st.
Money is, at its essence,
Jason
that
Bateman.
Measure of a man's choices.
Why do I have this feeling we both know that you'd be better off dead?
Broken promises got consequences.
Is that Margot Martindale?
Creepy.
Sometimes, if you don't move forward, you die.
Uh-oh.
Today is a beginning.
You know, I think it's been some of the best work, and I think she's had some nominations by Laura Linney. Laura Linney is
she's fantastic in
this show.
So
she's kind of one of those, I think she's a bit of an underrated actress because she started in film, but has done some successful TV shows. She did The Big C that was on Showtime many years ago with Gabe Basso, who's actually a St. Louis actor, but she's fantastic in that. So that's coming out January 21st. We're going to do a little extended version of this today, so let's get it started.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
And it's brought to you by The Sound Room, one of the first places in the area to display the brand new 100-inch Sony TV. It is amazing. I'm going to go with Ducey in the press room with Jen Psaki here because they're... They're taking migrants out of Texas and they're flying them to New York in the middle of the night. So Peter Ducey asked,
are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, Well, there's an answer to this.
Define middle of the night, though.
Define middle of the night is right.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here.
4:29 a.m. Well, early in the morning.
Here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight.
Okay, 2:30 in the morning. That is not an early flight. An early flight is 6 o'clock
Thank
or 6:30.
100%
maybe 5:45, Jen Psaki. Right.
It is our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children until they can be swiftly unified with a parent or a vetted sponsor, and that's something we take seriously. We have a moral obligation to do that and to deliver on that. As a part of the unification process, our Office of Refugee Resettlement facilitates travel for children in its custody to their families or sponsors across the country. In recent weeks, unaccompanied children passed through the Westchester Airport.
Let me answer the question for it. Yes, we are flying illegal immigrants out in the middle of the night. I can't even believe she tried that one. Really? Think about if Kaylee would have said something. And Kaylee was mocked relentlessly every single minute of every day. And if she said something like that, that would still be running on CNN. There'd be a headline, a scroll that says like Kaylee McEnany says that flights at 2:30 in the morning are not in the middle of the night. I mean, that's what they would do. Anyway, that's your audio cut of the day, sponsored by The Sound Room. However, we're going to do a little bonus audio cut of the day. There's a tie-in here as well to the former president, I'm told. But this happened 15 years ago today.
One of the most dangerous hitters in the business at the plate, Carlos Beltran. He is ready. So is Wainwright. The 0-2 delivery. Curve struck him out looking. The Cardinals are going to Michigan to take on the Tigers. They mob Adam Wainwright on the mound.
Yeah.
They are National League champions and headed for Detroit.
So that was, of course, when the Cardinals beat the Tigers in the World Series. We had a big parade in 2006. Waino striking out Beltran. But, Dave, you pulled this up. You're telling me this is true, right?
Yeah, there is a famous picture of Molina coming up from behind home plate and Beltran standing there frozen. And in the background, you can see a man that looks very much like Donald Trump. And it would not surprise me if it's him. And
large man in a tie.
Yes.
Several might have been in a Home Alone movie. Certainly looked like him.
Yeah, yes.
Really good seats.
Yes.
Those are your audio cuts of the day. Can you believe that? Adam Wainwright, he's still pitching for those St. Louis Cardinals. That is really amazing. Best days of my life was all that wasted time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.